Okay, find a comfortable positions, and that position you should able to maintain for the rest of the 20 minutes, all right? So you can sit on the chair, you can sit on the floor, you know, just find a comfortable positions that you can hold that position comfortably for the next 20 minutes. So when you are sit in front of the chair, it's very important to sit in front of the chair so to let your back actually away from the seat back. Then gently close your eye. Relax our foreheads. Relax our eyebrow. One button, relax our face. Then put on a Mona Lisa smile that will help you to release your mouth. Slightly tuck in your tummy. That will be help you for doing a good meditation. Roll back your shoulder. This will help you to open up your chest and straighten up your backbone. Check your chin. It should be level with the ground. Check your hand. Your finger should be relaxed and park it on your lap. So with all this adjustment, when you are ready, and try not to move anymore. Now please focus on your tip of your nose. Focus on your breathing. We will first start with exhale and then follow by inhale. So every exhale followed by an inhale, we count it as one. And try to see whether you can do a perfect 10 count. But at any point of time, if your mind is wandered off, please gently pull it back and focus back on your breathing again, and then restart the count from one again. Okay, let's start do this perfect 10 count. And now, please imagine yourself in the future. Future which can be in tomorrow or even later in this morning. Or it could be in the next few days. Try to imagine you are meeting a person who very likely to make you off balance, upset, or even angry. So you can imagine where you usually meet this person. Maybe it's at home or at your workplace. So please imagine, who is this person that always very easy to upset you? Upset by the words that he are using when he speak to you? Maybe the words is unkind or not respecting you, or maybe certain suggestions or proposals that you propose to him or her, he always don't agree, or something he promised, it does not keep the promise, or could be any reasons. So start to think about the scenario. And you start to feel off balance now. Your heart starts to feel upset. Or you may even get into angry on this person. So now try looking at your future self in the body. You saw that it's full of black smoke spreads across the whole body. So you want to do something for your future self. You want to remove the black smoke and to destroy it. So with every inhale, we will start to gather the black smoke, which is spread across the inner body. Try to gather this black smoke into towards the heart's area. So with every inhale that we take, slowly we see the black smoke slowly move towards to the heart level of your future self. More and more black smoke towards to the heart level. And now you see all the black smoke is actually gathered at the future cell heart area. So now what we're trying to do on the next step, we want to take this black smoke out from your future cell body. Again, with every inhale, you saw the black smoke coming, move toward to the windpipe, throats to the throats, throw out from the nose. So every inhale, you see more black smoke is flowing out. From the nostril of your future self. Let do three more inhale to make sure all the black smoke is away and no longer in your future cell body. Now your future cell body is clear, no longer have any more black smoke inside the body. And this black smoke slowly gather into a small black ball with the size of a 50 cent coin just right in front of your nose. Look into this black ball. Inside consists of a lot of black smoke. All this black smoke represents all the negative emotions of balance, you're upset, you're angry, even the resentment that you hold again at that person. You tell yourself, you are going to totally destroy this black smoke. So now look into your own current cell body. There is a beautiful rose, red colored rose, inside your heart. In the middle of this red rose, there's a beautiful diamond, very shiny. Just sit on the center of the red rose. The red rose represents the love. The diamond represents the wisdom that you have. Understand the pen story. Understand where is the thing coming from. So later, by the count of three, try to bring in the black smoke into your current cell body and let it touch the diamond, because this diamond can be destroyed anything in the world. One, two, three, breathe in. You see the black smoke flow into your body, and when it touches the edge of the diamond actually bursts out a white light. After this white light, you see all the black smoke have turned into the white smoke and then disappears. This means that all the negative emotions, the angry, the incorrect worldview, have been 100% destroyed. It won't harm anyone. Now look at the future self. You see a future self, the face feel very sudden. He just feels that he's very relaxing. No longer hold any negative emotions. He don't understand why, but he just fully enjoy the state of relaxing. So now you are trying to give some present to your future self. When you exhale, there is a golden light coming out from your nostril, flow towards to your future self. When your future self inhale, all this golden light flow into your future self body. And you can see your future self covered with the golden lights. In this golden light, you are giving a presence to your future self. Come, relax. Understand the pain story. Every minute, have the correct worldview. Even in the difficult situations, the correct worldview. And the two husbands in the kitchens, or we come into their mind. And with that understanding, we understand that why this annoying person or thing happens is just from our past seeds that we have planted at some place, somewhere. And only at that moment, that ripen and make the annoying person saying things that hurt us. So we're giving the present correct worldview to our future self with this deep understanding. Give you a couple of seconds for you to give this present to your future self. And you see your future self with the correct worldview understanding, start to realize anything that happens around us is coming from our seeds. And no more, with that understanding, no more planting bad seeds, even with the person who annoying us in the future. And because of that, we are protecting our good seeds not to get destroyed. And we will reach our goal in very soon time. You feel so relaxed because you understand how to make your goal to be reached more faster by protecting your good seeds with the correct worldview, with the understanding of the two husbands in the kitchens. You put on a smile and a confidence. You will have a better future. Now try to do 3 long exhale. Every exhale, you see a golden light come out from your nose, from your breathing. And you dedicate all the good seeds that you have been planted in this morning for everyone in this room. To your family member. To your co-worker. Even to the persons that always make you angry. And to everyone in this world. To always have correct worldview. Understand the two husbands in the kitchens. And this world will be have a wisdom. Everyone will be in possible anger at anything that happened to them. Three long exhale. When you're done, you can just open your eye and come back to this room.